Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation Board President Kurt Broyen to talk about some new scholarships the organization is offering. Since the organization has gone ahead and separated itself out from Dollars for Scholars, you guys have come up with some new scholarships. Tell us about these new scholarships that you're going to be offering.
Well, I'll tell you, Tony, our transfer and separation from Scholarship America as Dollars for Scholars to Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation has gone very smoothly. It's been really well accepted by the community. And I think that is noticeable by the sheer number of new scholarships that have come about here just in the last couple months. In the past, we've offered a second-year scholarship that was funded by Don and Margaret Long. That would be for Knoxville High School graduates who are entering their sophomore year in college. Well, this year we are going to be taking earnings from our endowment foundation and for the first time offering scholarships for our juniors entering from Knoxville High School, entering their junior year of education. Also, we have had two new endowed scholarships, one given in memory of Don and Joe Feuerhoff. Earnings from that particular endowed scholarship will provide a scholarship for a college senior, someone entering the area of education. And a new endowed scholarship also from the family of Sarah Templeton Harvey Rotman. Sarah was also a teacher like John and Don and Joe Feuerhoff were in this community. Sarah taught here for 16 years and also began her career in the one-room schoolhouse in Red Rock in 1933. And that scholarship also will be going to either a junior or a senior majoring in education. So these are two brand new scholarships. They're both endowed scholarships. And we've also had two new named scholarships in memory of Marilyn Simpson and in memory of Donna Randall. Those two scholarships will be given also this year to members of this year's graduating class.
So certainly some really great things going on with the Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation. What made you guys decide about these particular scholarships?
Well, they came about as a result of family members contacting me. All four of these scholarships are memorial scholarships. They all came about as a result of families deciding that at the time of the passing of one of their loved ones, they made the Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation as their memorial choice. And the funds from those memorial donations then came to our foundation. I visited with members of the families, and they make the choice as far as the type of scholarship they'd like to give. And many, many of our scholarships are a result of those memorial contributions. And even if there's a memorial contribution and it doesn't amount to enough to become a scholarship, those funds go into our endowment fund, and it's the earnings off of those funds that are going to be providing these scholarships for the juniors this year in college.
What's the deadline for people to apply for these scholarships, and how can they get more information not only on the scholarships but on the Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation?
Well, the best place to go is to Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation. It's kpsfoundation.org. And if they click on the scholarship tab and the application tabs, all the applications will be there and the explanations of all the scholarships are there. Those scholarship applications have to be into our office by March 1st. Of this year.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation Board President Kurt Broyen, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.